This was a quick one, guys. I tell you, Pastor called yesterday and says, not feeling very good. Have something prepared. Well, thanks to my wife, she helped me a lot. We gathered a bunch of notes and different articles and stuff, and so we got something together. But the first thing I'd like to just bring before the church is a praise for the men and women of our church, because when our leader, spiritual and friend, goes down and sick, and he can't do it, that our church members step up and fill in for him. So I know that gives him a lot of peace of mind, and that way he can heal up and get better, where he can come and do things for us and go visit people. And I don't know how he does it all, so we need to get him rested up and healed up. So, but and you guys know I like to talk, so I can always do this. So, went downstairs last night, told Jill, I says, I got something in my mind. She came down an hour or so later, asked. Nope, that didn't work out. So she asked a couple different questions. No, that didn't work out either. I thought I had something going, and she brought back down this little booklet. She says, read this and see what you think. And man, it was like I was telling Joyce. It felt like somebody grabbed me by the neck and smacked me upside the head. So, guess what it's going to be on? It's adversity. So, it was kind of, I read through that and I thought, wow, this is pretty good. So I only ended up with 4 pages. And remember, I get to help my wife teach the thing downstairs, or up here now, in love and respect. So we got to 1 o'clock. So, so adversity. Some questions that came to my mind when I was reading through this and it had these questions in it, said, should we have adversity in our lives or not? Yes or no? Think of that. So as I read the verses they had for it, which was a bunch, yes, we need adversity in our life. Is adversity in God's plan for our life? Yes, it is. And I'll explain that on these questions and answers later as I go through. Why do we have adversity? So, it's one of the things that we have adversity for is to show our weakness. Is adversity a way of self-examination? Yes or no? Yes, it is. So then it said, write down what you think adversity is. Wow. So I sat down, I thought, I read what they thought, and I had what I had, and it was like, well, that's not too bad. It matches up pretty good. But then one kind of hit home, which will be in the later part of the message. But what is adversity? It's trouble, affliction, pressures, chastening, anguish, testing, and tribulations. I thought, wow, what a list. I only got 2 or 3 of those out of their list. So, we'll move on and say, adversity. What are some of God's purposes for this? Well, it can be some of the greatest motivations for our growth. Because you think, when you start having pressures, and things going wrong, and adversities start coming on, where do we turn to? We turn to God. Because we're weak. We find the answers here. So I thought, well, I read through that again. I'm like, yeah. And then some verses came in. I read those. And I agree with that. Do you? Okay. So it can be some of the greatest and most challenging ways to make us grow in our relationship with Christ. But also, it can be some discouragement in that with growth, because it's like, wow, I didn't know that. I should have known that. Or, yeah, I have adversity, and I got to deal with it some way or another. So that makes us depending on God just that much more. So our understanding for our life from God is most of the time comes through adversities, because it's like we have this trouble, we get a low, then we get a high, and it's because we've went back to our roots and researched what God's got for us that we should be researching anyhow. And so it builds us back up. Then when we get up here, we start slacking again, and then adversity comes in. It's a way of, like I said this morning, or just a little bit ago, God grabbing you by the neck and slapping you upside the head, making you get back in His Word. So, I believe, and I hope you believe, that adversity from God is a way to make you learn. And like I said, it's a great way to get your attention. Let me go to Hebrews here. Go to Hebrews, 12, 6, and 7. You guys are probably a lot faster than I am, and I even got my markers in here. That's James. Well, I dropped it out. I'm just going to read it off. I got it wrote down here. He whom loves the Lord, He chastens, and if we endure it, God deals with us as sons. Well, you know, I just don't want to be dealt with as anybody. If I'm going to be dealt by somebody, I'd want to be done with. I want to be by the Father. I want to be a son of the person that's doing it, not somebody else. And because I think He'll have a little more compassion for us as that. You know what I mean? As being a son of Him as a Christian. Adversity is also an assurance that God really does love us, because Satan will do anything he needs to convince us otherwise. You guys ever notice some of the things that come in your life that says, well, you think, oh, man, does God really love me, or just... is God really in this for me, or what? But if you look back, every time you have a problem, God's right there. And like the footprints in the sand. Anybody seen those little things? There's only one set when you have problems, because God's carrying you. He didn't leave you. He throwed you over his shoulder, and He's carrying you. I'm glad He's strong, because I'm a pretty good big-sized fella. So anyhow... They really, this adversity thing, when I was sitting down reading this and going through this booklet that Jill showed me, and that the verses they had was just so many that it was hard to just, because it was, you read a couple, and then, of course, you know, in my Bible I got, well, you should reference over to this one, but then you reference over to this one. So, then I got out of this adversity. When I go back to the Bible to try to help me get through the adversities, it's taken me different places also to show me how to grow in my adversities. Another thing I really like about it is when they were saying in this article, and also a couple of the verses I read, is... it's really proof that God loves us and is preparing us for greater glory through our adversities. And when I wrote down, that sounds pretty good to me, that there is a light at this real dark tunnel that we live in this world. So you think, as time goes on and you get these problems... Thank you. As time goes on, as you're working through these adversities, that who are you examining? You're not examining God. Who are you examining? Because you're trying to figure out what's wrong with who and why I'm there and how I can get out. Okay? It's a self-examination. We need to look at and confess our sins, because if we don't, we cannot prosper. I thought about that a little bit, and I thought, you know, that's really true. That if you don't confess what's going on and what's wrong, or what the situation you was in might have been wrong, then you don't have an adversity. You don't have a problem, right? You got to look at properly, identify the problem, and then confess it to the Lord. Because our sins is what holds us back. And I don't know anybody in here that don't want to prosper in the Lord. True? What I really thought was neat about that little section in the book I was reading is we need to look and confess our sins, because if we don't, we do not prosper, and it's hard for us to have mercy. Look at it this way, is the way I kind of look at it. Emily will probably, she can probably say, in the medical field, we have a lot of warning signs of things that's going to happen. Different types of blood pressure, the top higher and the lower higher and vice versa, or a pain here, or something, a rash here, or something like that. It tells us what's going on. You know, somebody might be having a heart attack, have pain radiating somewhere, or for some ladies, it's pain in their teeth. Am I correct? And it's like different things. So you need to look in your life and see what's causing your adversities, identify them again, and then take it to your prayer life. And so, adversity, I feel, helps us with our soul and our faith, because it makes us go back and study. I wrote down here, as I was reading this work on adversity, there is a lot to do in God, a lot to do it. God can speak in so many ways and can use all kinds of things to keep us on the path to Him. And remember, what does God say the path is? It's narrow. And the more we can learn and the more we can study, the more we can stay in that narrow path. I look at it as some of these dirt roads that Raymond and I go down. There ain't much room in the thing. If we don't stay in the middle, you're going to be there for a while. So, you know, it's just, it's really a neat thing. There's a powerful verse in Psalms. It is 139, 23 and 24. Back over here. Psalms 139, 23, 24. It says, "Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me, and know my iniquities, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, does that kind of challenge you? Because you're going to ask God to search your heart and know my heart and my thoughts. Whew. Does that sound like it's like, because you can't hide anything from Him. So when you ask Him to search for everything, He's going to bring some stuff to your mind, isn't He? He's going to bring, you know, things up that might have been 20 years ago, 2 days ago, 30 years ago, depending on how old you are. And things that you ain't dealt with for years is going to come back till you deal with them. What I wrote is, that could be an adversity in itself at times, because some of the ways, but the things that we do and the way God lets us figure them out and grow in Him is just hands down a great way. And then also, as we study again, trying to figure out where we're going to go, it puts us on that narrow path that we need to be on. And we don't have to worry about veering and sliding off the road. Okay. Well, it was kind of funny last night. Pastor, when he called me, I said, okay, I can try. But I didn't realize that once I got to doing this, and Jill come down and help me, and I've covered 3 points in adversity. Well, there's 3 more points yet to cover. But now, like I was telling Christine a while ago, that I got 2 more sermons or messages I can give you because it come out of this. So this is a 1 part of 3. So now you guys are going to have to wait for the other 3, but I got 3 more points on this one here. So that's why I was like, wow, this is more than what I thought. And I didn't go to bed till like 12:30, 1 o'clock last night because I just kept reading and kept going. And yeah, it was like, I thought, I got to get up here. So here's one of the ones that hit really close to home to me. It's pride. We talked about that, haven't we, Raymond? Chris, we've done some things. Adversity reveals and contentions of pride. Only by pride cometh contention. Pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit, therefore, will fall. What I see on this is, I get to thinking is, the pride part is, I see I-itis. And I get this way, and I'll tell you, I do this good, I do that good, I do that good, I'm better than this, I'm better than that. And then I think, wow, you know. And then it just, usually I get grabbed and hit upside the head. You need to be humble. And if you can humble your spirit, God will help you take care of pride. A man's pride shall bring him down. Or low, but honor shall uphold the humble in the spirit. That was part of one I didn't write down the phrase on that. I mean the section of the Bible that was out of, but I wrote that down right out of the book I was reading. It's just sometimes it's hard to have that humble spirit. And the guy wrote down here, says, just ask people to think of their own lives and where pride stands in the way. And so the verse after that comes James 4:6. Just let you, I read out of the New King James. It's something you can yell at me later or whatever. But it says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Is that a pretty powerful message right there? That verse right there will really get you thinking. Because when I'm being proud, God's not giving me any grace. Doesn't that kind of like snap you to attention? God wants us to be humble. Another one I got on that is Proverbs 29:23. Should ask Raymond to read some of these. He's a better reader than I am. Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain their honor. Another strong, strong verse. Especially for a big knothead like me most of the time. And like I said, I come back to this again. I highlighted it, parentheses in mine, is the I-itis. I seen this, I seen that, I do this, I do that. We'll need to turn that around and say, God let me do this. And God gave me the talent to do this. Another one, and just think of all these points. This just came to my mind. Just think of all these points. It seems like we're at this point down here, low, and God's always trying to show how to build us back up. That's what I get out of it. I said the next point is a hard one. Been reminded of our weaknesses. Adversity is a reminder of this and how weak we are without our wonderful God. We was getting pretty close to one of the verses this morning in Sunday school. That I got here is we are in 1 Corinthians 26:29. So, went the wrong way. Duh. Well, did my paper fall out? I had it marked. There it is. Getting close. Well, maybe I wrote it down wrong, guys. Was it 2 Corinthians? I wrote it down wrong. I'm sorry, guys. Like I said, it was getting late on me. I feel embarrassed now, but we're going to go ahead and just go keep on moving. There's one of them adversity things coming on. We know... Sorry about that one. I must have wrote it down wrong. So I know it was in Corinthians, and we was close because I was reading it earlier. So when we was in Sunday school, and that's something else. If you wasn't in Sunday school, you missed a good Sunday school this morning because there was a lot of discussion, a lot of things that was thrown around, and I was trying to get. There was like four different opinions coming from different ways. But they were all on the same object, on the same thing. It was cool. You missed good Sunday school. The one I like here, this is another good one, is we know that God responds to the cry of his people and of his children. So when we cry out in our adversities, he hears us. We're told to ask for his mercy, and cry out daily. I take out of that little, it was part of a verse that they had mixed in with the commentary, is that that's telling you, you better pray. So adversity makes you pray. But when we cry out in adversity, also he hears us. We're told to ask for his mercy and to cry out daily, but to do it in humility. There's that being humble again. Can't be proud. You know, I can't be boastful. Wow. So that means I need to be humble again. So let's see. Remember I was telling you this morning, Joyce, getting smacked upside the head? Yeah. Well, I was going to ask her to, but I hear she hits pretty hard. And we need to be, when we cry out in our humble, being humble, our humility, We need to be pure of heart. So God will deliver us from adversity if we ask. So have you asked with a humble heart, a pure heart, or your humility and your pride that's not around? I would like you to think about some of these things that I've talked about. I'm sorry I didn't have as many details as I usually have, but it was a short notice. But that should not be a problem. I did get a pretty good thing, I thought, about staying awake. I didn't realize I could read so much and stay awake. God really grabbed a hold of me last night and let me enjoy His Word. Got one more here I'd like to check it before I say anything this time. Yes. It's Psalms 56, 9 and 10. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know. That's strong, ain't it? Because God is for me, and in God I will praise His word. In the Lord I will praise His word. I'd like to go a little further. It says, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. And what can man do to me? Adversities, a lot of things is caused by man, we think. So what man can do to you if you have Christ on your side? You call out to Him. But I said in here, I says, but in closing, our first response to adversity should not be to try to remove it from our life, but to allow it to reveal our true weakness. It's hard for me to swallow being weak. But God tells me I need to be weak so I can be strong in Him. So, as somebody said this morning, their favorite verse or their verse for the week, but it's my favorite verse. It's right on the front of my Bible. It's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm glad that God has given me the strength to believe in Him. I had some pretty low times in my life, and He's brought me back up. Got a great church, got a great wife, and I really appreciate all that from Him. So just remember, let God lead you, and when you get down, cry out to Him and stay in prayer. And again, I want to thank Christ for giving me the strength to be able to come up, try to get a message put together in such a short time and be able to share with you, and hopefully it touched something in your heart. Because I enjoyed, it's not put together as much as I'd like it to, but I enjoyed this little section. And I thank you for letting me have the opportunity to be up here. So, Russ, thank you.